name is?
Hi, my name is Robert Goldberg. I'm a Senior Vice President of Corporate Development at Zynga.
Okay, and tell us a little bit more about Zynga.
So Zynga is a social game company that has social games on a number of social platforms like MySpace, Facebook, and starting to actually be on some international platforms in China and Japan.
And you were a speaker, today, at the Growth Conference. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were speaking on?
So I led some sessions yesterday on helping entrepreneurialism flourish in Vancouver, how to get funding, how to connect better with the Valley, kind of coaching entrepreneurs. And today our panel was on the monetization of fun on the internet. We actually kind of off-roaded from that quite a bit and really just talked about the dynamics of social networking, and particularly in social games, and sort of what the current trends and events are in that.
And so what was your background in getting involved with this particular market?
So I've been an entrepreneur for about 30 years, since early 1980, in a variety of different marketplaces, everything from mainframe supercomputers to enterprise software. Last 15 or so years has really been focused on internet and internet media. I've also been in the venture capital and private equity world on and off, in the last 15 years. And I got involved really in this space because the founder is a friend of mine, and it's the intersection really of web publishing and gaming. And he'd asked me to come on board to help him grow the company about 2 years ago.
And maybe you can describe a little bit of what that growth has been like over the last few years.
So it's been shocking and amazing to us. It's when I started with the company, we were about 60 people, and we had 3 or 4 million people every day used to come and play our games. Today we're about 1,300 people, and we get between 50 and 60 million people every day come and play our games, or over 200 million a month. So it's the growth, not just in us, but in the market sector, has been stunning.
So you had mentioned that you had a VC background as well, or you were involved in that area as well. So what was the process for Zynga to, in terms of that growth, in terms of getting money, or at what point did they need to get more money, and what was that process like?
So Zynga is fortunate enough to actually have been founded by a repeat entrepreneur, and I mentioned a friend of mine who it had a number of successes before. In fact, most of the company's early management team are, very successful in their own right. And we took very little money. It was mostly personal money and angel investors to begin with. And by the time we took our first venture capital financing, we were already profitable. And in fact, have only used venture funding for growth capital. So we were in kind of that enviable position. We got to pick our investors and the valuation of the company. But that's probably good advice for folks, is to take as little money as possible until you actually you have a scalable business, and then it leaves a lot of options open for you.
And so what was your reason at that point then to have an input of money? Was it scaling to?
Really, it was growth capital to scale the company. And we went on kind of an acquisition spree to acquire talent and intellectual property and consolidate the industry. So we've acquired 21 companies in the last 20 months. And, part of the capital we would use to, sort of finance that.
And so do you see this conference? How does it relate to what Zynga is doing, or is there a connection at all between Canada and your company?
Well, in Vancouver and other places in Canada, there is a rich tradition of game development talent. Vancouver especially has had a lot of really great independent game studios. Microsoft has a big presence here because of that. So the talent base is great. It's not hard to understand why when you I've been here before, but every time you come, you realize what an absolutely beautiful place it is. So I think it's an inspirational place for, talent and creative people. So we're really here, I think, to, help contribute something back to the ecosystem, help coach entrepreneurs how to, you know, how to be, you know, successful, but also to make ties with, you know, especially people in the gaming industry, so that we can collaborate in the future.
So what would you say that your impression of the sort of Canadian entrepreneurs has been, and has it changed maybe in the last couple of years?
You know, I don't know that I have a good baseline to say if it's changed, but I think entrepreneurs, there's probably universality about entrepreneurialism. It's just, you know, ingrained in humankind. I see it in Tokyo, I see it in Beijing, I see it in Mumbai, I see it in Berlin, I see it in San Francisco, and I certainly see it in Vancouver. You know, there's a natural manifest destiny in people, and that actually is stronger in some set of folks that generally end up being entrepreneurs, and I certainly see that here. And what's good about, I think, you know, certainly about the internet is it allows decentralization of entrepreneurialism, and that's certainly true. I think people can flourish in Vancouver, you know, as easily as they can in, you know, other parts of the world. So I see good passion, I see good ideas here, you know, like I see in other places. There's probably a little bit more, maybe a lot more of a tech base to work from, and tradition of it, especially in the game space, and it's nice to see that flourishing here.